throw away leather.
What is it? What is the theme here? What does it say? Kedusha Shvi'is. Wednesday, the 7th of January, Rabbi Jeremy Conway, Shlitzi, Kedusha Shvi'is, Kedusha Soretz.
Good morning, Mirror of our Bozai. The topic is Kedusha Shvi'is, or Kedusha Soretz. You have heard, I believe, several shiurim already on Kedusha Shvi'is. First of all, it's an opportunity to be Mekayim, and Shalma. To have some sort of chelik in this really exceptional and great, very great mitzvah, which living in Chutz Laaretz as we do, we have relatively little part in. In addition, however, I'm not really speaking so much about the halachas of Shvi'is, which you may have gone into before. I'm looking at the overall concept of Shvi'is. Let me open first of all with the famous Maimah Chazal. You've got it in source 1. Ilmole mishamrim Yisrael shtei shabbos kilchosam miyad nigolin. If only Klal Yisrael would keep two shabbosos, immediately they'd be redeemed. And the well-known question is asked, why two? If you keep one in its perfection, should there not be enough? And of course, to that there is also an oft-quoted answer, that if you have one mitzvah in its perfection, then indeed, you have been nigolim. But how do we ensure that you have one in its perfect state? Only by having a Shabbos which follows a proper 6 days of the week which had a Shabbos preceding them. If you live the days of the week properly with the Shabbos preceding, then you will come to a Shabbos in its ultimate perfection. Based on the pshat of the Rambam, I think, in Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Rosh HaKosh Baruch Hu, Zakeh Es Yisrael, this is not yet the end of my year, Zakeh Es Yisrael, Lefichol Hirba Lem Terem Lizzus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Mezakeh Klal Yisrael, and in order to give us that zechus, you only need to have one mitzvah in its perfection, explains the Rambam. But different people have a different kind of affinity, a different neshama, a different avo to different types of mitzvahs. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us many, many opportunities so that we should have at least one mitzvah in its perfection. You need to keep two Shabboses in order to get one perfectly. But I came across a beautiful pshat from a Rabbi Yaakov Fishman, who was apparently a chief rabbi of Moscow, in his introduction to Yerushalmi on Shvi'is. He says there are in fact two mitzvahs of Shabbos. He would keep two Shabbosos. He's referring to the two Shabbosos, Shabbos Bereshis and Shabbos Ha'aretz. Because the mitzvah of Shvi'is, of course, is the Shavos Ha'aretz, Shabbos LaHashem. We should keep a Shabbos of the Aretz. And the truth is there are two Shabbosos. There's Shabbos Bereshis, the everyday Shabbos, which designates, which celebrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master of the universe. And then there's the Shabbos Ha'aretz, which celebrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as master of the land. And that is really the key to what Shvi'is is about. We celebrate a Shabbos Ha'aretz, that means we relinquish our ownership over the land. The regular Shabbos, to keep a regular Shabbos, you need to have emunah that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance. For that one day, I don't need to work because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for me. But Shabbos Ha'aretz is a different level altogether. It's an extraordinary, profound level of Amunah, which Chazal say, the Shomrei Shvi'is are like Malachim. It's a famous Maim Chazal, it's worth seeing it inside, it's in Source 2. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Giburi Koyach Yitzid Dvaroi, Bamea Kosif Medaber, In Bel Yoinim, Hakosiv Medaber, Halukiva Nehma Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvov. Who are we referring to here? These people, these Giboyrei Koyach Utsid Dvaro. If it's the Malochim, it already says Malochov. In Bel Yoinim, Hakosiv Medaber, Halukosiv Nehma Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvov. Ha'inim Medaber, Ela B'tachtoinim El Yoinim. We're clearly referring to the elevated ones of the lower world. Because they are able to keep the commands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Omer of Yitzchok, Shomrei Shvi'is HaKosav Medaber. We're talking about the Shomrei Shvi'is. But no, Shabbatim on the most of mitzvah, the Yomechol, the Shabbos, Echol, the Chodesh, Echol. Normally a person does a mitzvah for a day, for a week, for a month. But to keep a mitzvah, the Shah Yomos HaShana, V'dei nechamei chaklei biro, karmei biro, v'yovei arnuna v'shosik. And this farmer, he sees his field bare, he sees his field unsown, his vineyard wild, and he still has to pay his tax. Nothing has changed. And he keeps quiet, he doesn't complain. Yesh lecha gibber gadol b'zeh. Is there somebody greater than that? V'im toma einu medaber b'shem meshivis, ne'ema kan oisei devaroi v'ne'ema alon, v'zeh devar hashmitov. And if you want to suggest it's not referring to the shem meshivis, there is a kind of gezer shoha here. It says v'zeh devar hashmitov, this is the word of the shmitov. And here we're talking about baruch Hashem oisei devaroi. We're talking about the shem meshivis. So you need the realization, the extraordinary level of emunah, and the realization that it is a special land, a land which Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Shana VaAchris Shana. That is the essential concept of Shavuos, that the land is not our land, it's the land of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is summed up in a tremendous comment of the Sforno. A tiny little comment is brought here, the end of source 3, Kili Ha'aretz. So the end of the pasuk just preceding it, talking about the mitzvah of Shemitah in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, and the section concludes, Va'aretz lo simochel itzmisus, the land cannot be sold permanently, ki li ha'aretz, because the land is mine. Of course, Baruch Hu, as it were, is the leaseholder, and everybody else is just temporary, is the freeholder, I should say, perhaps, and everybody else is just temporary residents. The land is mine, said the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kigerim v'soshovim atem imodi. You are mere sojourners and temporary residents here with me, says the Sforno. Kili ha'aretz ha'golil hu eretz Hashem. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kigerim v'soshovim atem imodi, but it's a golil in that land. She'enu b'chlal v'aretz nasan livnei odom. Even though normally we say Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem, V'aretz Asan Livnei Odom, Kodesh Baruch Hu has the Shemayim, and He gives us the Aretz, but that is the whole land, excluding Eretz Yisrael. Eino Bechlal V'aretz Asan Livnei Odom. We only have a leasehold on the land. So it comes out a remarkable thing, really, when you think about it. Shavuos is not that you cannot work, like on a regular Shabbos when you can't work, or that you can't eat the peiros. There's something treif about them. There's nothing treif about the peiros. It's rather, the concept is that you cannot exercise balus over the land. And this we see in the next source, where Rashi notes a stira, essentially a contradiction in the verses, where the pasuk says, see it in source 4, halfway down, Roshana Shavuos Shabbos Shabbos Yehi La'aretz Shabbos La'Hashem Sodecha Lo Sizra V'Charmecha Lo Sizma Esefich Kisirecha Lo Sikta. You may not prune your vineyard, you may not reap your harvest, you may not pick your grapes. But in the next pasuk it says, Va'is v'haisa ha'aretz lachem la'ochla. But the produce should be to you to eat. So what do you mean it's supposed to be to you to eat? You can't pick it. How are you supposed to eat it? You're supposed to eat it on the tree. Not allowed to take it off the tree. What's the pshat in the pasukim? So Rashi explains, the simple pshat is, of course you're allowed to pick them. But the point is, afal pisha asartim olecho, lo la'achila b'hano asartim. Even though I've forbidden them to you, I haven't forbidden them to you for eating. I haven't forbidden them to you for benefit. I've forbidden them in the sense that shelo sinai gvahem kabal habayis. You should not behave like the owner. You have to behave like a guest. Hakol yiyeshovim bo, and everybody is equal to take. You're not the owner of this field anymore. And that, in fact, is in source 6. In source 6, it is spelled out explicitly. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Zaro Sheish Vishmitu Sheva, Kedei Sheteidu Sha'aretz Shelihi. In order you should know that the land is mine. That is the concept here. And this is reflected in many halachas. For example, you find that La'ochla V'lo L'Schoira, that the produce is for you to eat. but implying to eat, but not for commerce. So you can pick small amounts of produce for your family, and you can even pick produce for your friends as well, for your neighbours. You can end up bringing back from the field quite a large amount of produce. And what's more, when you come to your neighbours, you can even sell it to him, because you have had a certain amount of tircha in going to get it. It's taken up your time, it's taken up your effort, it's used up your petrol. But you cannot sell it to him in a commercial way, which halacha defines by weight, by number, not in a market stall. And similarly, when you're harvesting, it has to be done in an amateur manner. It cannot be done with the usual tools. It cannot be done with a combine harvester. You can't go out there with your usual equipment. But you can certainly go and harvest some of the produce and bring it home for your family and bring it back for your friends and even indeed sell it to them. And that's why we have a concept of utzah beis din, which is the most remarkable thing. It's not an early invention, it's mentioned already in the Tosefta. That why should it be that only the big people living out in the countryside should be able to eat the peiros, these wonderful peiros shvius, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mezakeh to everybody. But those living in the fields, distant up in the hills in Yerushalayim, they're not going to have any chaylik. So we can, as a community, we can arrange a shliach to go out there to the fields and to bring back some produce. And that can even be done in the normal way. Now he can go with his combine, his normal equipment, because he's not treating the land as an owner. On the contrary, it's not being done for profit, it's being done for the community. Why it's more expensive is a different matter. Presumably, everyone still gets paid for their work. So the people who are going to do the picking, and the people sitting in the office working out the logistics of the operation, and the hiring of the lorries and the trailers and the petrol, and now we've got a layer of shomrim as well. The shomrim, everybody needs to be paid. So that is all going to be a chelek of the cost of the otzah beis din. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the owner who is treating his produce in a commercial fashion. It's being done by the community on behalf of the community. So it's not a question of baalus over the land. On the contrary, we're relinquishing baalus. And basically, as the pasuk says in Shemos, Mishpatim, Va'aretz tishmeteno natashto, you have to abandon the land and leave it. You have to relinquish your baalus. You have to make it hefka. But there's no reason. It's hefka in order, v'hoisa'aretz lachem la'ochlo, so the community can eat it. So you don't need to leave it open. And in fact, that means Jewish people can eat it. So that doesn't mean that you leave it open for vandals, for goyim, for animals. And therefore you're entitled, say the poskim, to actually lock up your field or your vineyard. You're making a hefka. Now it's hefka. It's hefka with a great big 8-foot doors in front of it and a fence all the way around and with the gate chained. With a notice which says this produce is hefka. But if you want access, please telephone my mobile and I will come along any time of the day or night to open the field for you. And that is exactly how the halachas are noig today in Eretz Yisrael. Another interesting halacha is that even though you've made it hefka, and the peiros then are not your peiros, nevertheless, it is appropriate to thank the balabos for allowing you, for enabling you, perhaps we should say a better expression, for enabling you to go to his land and help yourself to the peiros. This is, in fact, a Mishnah in Shavuos, so bring it in source 7. You shouldn't thank. It's inappropriate to thank the owner, because that's implying that the land belongs to the owner. It doesn't. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore you should not thank him. But you can thank him if you want to do so. And in fact, there's a different girsa from the Ravid, which is that you should ela betova. Ein ochel and peiros shvius ela betova. You should thank him. But in fact, the Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that one should thank the owner. It's the appropriate thing to do. You should let the Baal HaSodeh know that you're going into his field. You shouldn't accustomize yourself to wandering into what is normally private property and helping yourself to peiros. So therefore it's appropriate to let him know that you're coming. And also to thank him afterwards for the peiros. And there's a remarkable Rishash here, which as a Kohen is particularly meaningful to me. It's in very small print, if you can see it there. And with this, I explain the minhag, says the Rishash, that everybody has, universal minhag, that when the Kohenim come down from the Omod after Duchenim, everybody says to them, Yishkoach, Yishkoach Kohenim. Asher Rabim logu al zeh, kivin shehim, mitzuvim bekach. Many people make fun of this, Well, what a ridiculous thing to do. Because the Kohanim are, this is thank you to the Kohen. The bracha is not from the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't even have a choice in the matter. He has to duchen. But even in begimel asinim lo yivorchu. And in fact, there are over three assays if they don't go up to the duchen when they are called, when the call of Kohanim goes out. Because here as well, so now I can explain that minhag, because here as well by Shavuos, the truth is, the owners are obliged to make their fields hefka, and nevertheless everybody agrees that it's appropriate to say thank you to the owners of the field. So similarly we say thank you also to the Kohanim.
You said if you want access to the field, you must phone him up. He never had any
rest.
Yeah, could be.
Well,
here.
Wait. It's been the hours off.
And maybe this concept of relinquishing the balus, maybe this could be the reason why we find an interesting thing. There are only four malochas, d'oraisa, which you can't do on Shavuos: ploughing, sowing, harvesting, and reaping. And the many toldos, watering, weeding, pruding, pruning, clearing the stones, all these things are allowed, however, in order to prevent damage. And that's quite a subtle thing to decide how much the plant is wilting. Is it going to get damaged if it doesn't get watered in the next 24 hours or not? And that's why you have to be a mumcha in agriculture to know what you can do and what you can't do. But the principle is the four malachas deraisa, of course, you can't touch at all. The other ones are somewhat flexible. Maybe there's some hesber, it seems to me, that planting and sowing shows balus. If you take your seed and you plant it, put it in the land, in the ground, you plow and you sow, you're making an investment in the land. That surely is balus. Whereas the other malochas are really caretaking. The food's there already, you want to look after them, they don't get spoiled. Agav, I saw an advert on a Shavuos website for a gardener who's advertising himself as a frum gardener who knows the halachas. If you're going to have a gardener to look after your garden or your fields in Shavuos, working as your shaliach on your behalf, has to be somebody who knows what he's doing, because these are very subtle halachas. He needs to be able to look at a plant and know how much is it wilting, is he allowed to water, is he allowed to weed. And you have to know also, the gardener has to be a posik. He has to know which shitter he's following. According to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you can tidy the garden. According to Rabbi Eliashiv, you can't. So we want to know which Masorah this gardener is following. Now I've got a fascinating ha'ora here in source 9. Rav Volba, Zichon Evrocha, in Ali Shur, he uses this concept of kili kol ha'oretz, that we have a kinyan peros, you might express it, in the land. We're allowed to eat the peros, but the kinyan aguf, the ownership of the land, we never have. Not in Shavuos, and not during the rest of the time. Kili kol ha'aretz, the land belongs to Ribono shel Olam. So he uses this concept to explain a tremendous kasha on the loshon of the brocha of Al HaMichya. Ra'achem no Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael ha'machol Yerushalayim erecha, have rachmonos upon us. Have rachmonos upon Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Zion. V'haleinu l'soicho v'samchein v'vinyon, and bring us back to the land, and let us rejoice in the rebuilding of the land. V'nochal me'piryo v'nislo me'tuvo, and we should be able to eat of its fruit and enjoy its goodness. And there we have a famous machlokes brought down in the Torah. What? We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who should bring us back to the land in order that we should eat the peros. Is that the reason we're coming back? We want to go back into the land of Eretz Yisrael. And you see there in source 10, V'yesha Omrim V'nochal Mepirim. So some people say this, V'in L'omroi. It's inappropriate to say it. She'in L'chmoza Oret V'shul Piryo V'tuvo. We don't desire the land because of the peros. Ela L'kayim HaMitzvah Satzuluyos Bo. But we want to go back into the land. We'll L'kayim HaMitzvah Satzuluyos Bo Oret. Not to eat the peros. Uva Halochas V'doylo Is Yeshinoi. And in the Bahag, the early main source of Ashkenazi Halacha, he says you should say it. V'adoni Ovi HaRosh. But the Rosh did not say it. And the Beis Yosef already speaks about this kasha, and the Beis Yosef suggests very nicely that the concept is not we want to go back into the land in order to eat the peros, we want to go back into the land, what does it say? We want to go into the land so we can make the brachos, b'kdusha v'tahara. on the produce of Eretz Yisrael, because a bracha made in Eretz Yisrael is a different thing altogether to a bracha made in Chutz La'aretz. But Rav Volba says very beautifully, the reason the Nusach HaBracha is written like this is because it comes to be madgish, what comes to emphasize we're going back into the land, not because we want to take up once again our ownership of the land, it's not our land. But we want to go back into the land so we can enjoy the fruit of the land, the peiros, because we have a kinyan peiros, we do not have a kinyan ha'aretz. We don't have a kinyan haguf. There is also a remarkable passage here from the Bach, who the Bach strongly disagrees with the suggestion that we shouldn't say this expression, v'nochal mepiryom nisvon metuvah. Teima, he says, it's source 11 on the left there. What do you mean, ve'ein la omro, you shouldn't say it? Haloi kedusha sa'aretz ha'nishba'as bom mekedusha sa'aretz ha'elyona, the kedusha of the land has the kedusha which comes from the heavenly land of Eretz Israel. He nishba'as gam b'peiros se'ho, and that kedusha goes into the peiros. She'yoin kim, listen to this extraordinary expression, the land, the Peirus, draw their sustenance from the Kedusha of the Shekhinah, which resides in the midst of the land. Al-Kain, his here, va'omar, basuk, parashas Masay, that's why the Pesukim emphasize at the end of Masay, don't be metame the land, because then the Tumah, if you do Averus in the land, the Tumah goes into the land. And then you'll eat peiros which have tumah in them, he says. Drop down towards the end. Hasha'ani shochein besocha. Four lines up where it's still narrow. Listen to this. Hasha'ani shochein besocha. Mamish beguf ha'oretz. It's an extraordinary thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually in the earth of the land. Mamish beguf ha'oretz. V'nistalka mepnei ha'tumah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shechina will be pushed out because of the tumah if you do averis. And as he says in the wider lines, the alkei nichosh ha'onum machnisim bebrachos, and therefore it's very appropriate and correct that we put in the phrase in this bracha v'nocham v'periyav v'nisva mitugah ki b'achilas periseho onu nizoinim mikedushas hashchino mitar osa, because by eating peiros of Eretz Yisrael we are being fed with the kedusha of the shechino and the tara of the shechino v'nisva mitugosa, and we enjoy the toiv of the shechino itself. According to this bach, we get a new insight into a famous Gemara I have over the page in source 12. Where Moshe Rabbeinu davens to go into Eretz Yisrael. Eschanon el Hashem. Famous Gemara. Dorosh Rav Simloi. Mipnei man nisava Moshe Rabbeinu lekonis to Eretz Yisrael. Why did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechom epiriyah hutzarech ha'lisvom metuvah. Did he want to eat the peiros? Or did he want to enjoy the physical benefits of Eretz Yisrael? And a kachom Moshe had a mitzvah in Slava Yisrael, they miskaim in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's many, many mitzvahs. There's the mitzvahs of Tuluyis Ba'aretz, which I can only keep in Eretz Yisrael. There's Shavius and Nekech Chichu Peah. How can I be miskaim those mitzvahs? Ekones ani la'aretz, because she is kaim mekulon la'yodi. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael so I can be miskaim these mitzvahs. So according to the normal way of understanding this Gemara, there's a kind of, we're being a little bit sarcastic here. The Gemara is being somewhat cynical, which you wouldn't expect. Does he need to eat the peiros? Does Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into the land? Is it his own mitzvah? Of course not. Now we've got a whole new insight according to, on the contrary. Notice, these phrases are exactly the phrases that we say in Alamecha, which we daven constantly, that we should go back into the land, lechol mepiryo. And now we understand why, according to the Bach, because there's a absolutely unique possibility of being yoinek from the Shechina by eating these peiros of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks the Balgut, so maybe that's part of the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in. But it asks, does Moshe Rabbeinu need to get his kedusha from eating peiros? Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the highest Novi that Klal Yisrael has ever known, no kom Novi b'yoke Moshe, pe'al pe'al dameboi. Moshe Rabbeinu is like a Malach Hashem Tzavokos. Kulo kodosh. So he's all Moshe Rabbeinu need to get his weakened good idea. We should get kedusha easy way by merely eating peiros. Does Moshe Rabbeinu need to get kedusha? And I think the lashon is very meduyik then in the Gemara. V'chilechom epiriyah hu tzorich. Does he need to get kedusha from eating the peiros? Is that what he needs? But the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into the land was because of the mitzvahs Hatzaluyos Bar Ores. Agav, however, it's a very interesting kasha on Rashi from this Gemara, or from Rashi on the Gemara, from the Gemara on Rashi. If you look in the source 13, which you don't need to, the second paragraph of the Shema, Rashi says the most remarkable thing. If you keep the mitzvahs, and everything will be good. However, if you turn your heart away, then the rains will not come, and you'll be driven into Golos, and you'll be driven away from the good land. But nevertheless, the way Rashi learns it, nevertheless, continue to keep the mitzvahs in Golos. Put these words upon your heart, carry on putting on tefillin, carrying on putting up mezuzahs, says Rashi in source 14, afla acha she'tiglu, even after you've gone into Golos, heyu mitzuyonim ba mitzvahs, you should continue to be distinguished in mitzvahs, hanichu tefillin v'asu mezuzahs, kedei she'lo yiyu lachem chadoshim k'shetachzeru. In order that there shouldn't be something new in your eyes when you come back to Eretz Israel. Otherwise, they won't be familiar for you. 2,000 years have gone by and Klal Yisrael weren't keeping any mitzvahs. It'll be impossible to start keeping mitzvahs again. And that's what the Pasuk means in Yirmiyahu when it says, set up markers, set up reminders for yourself in Golos. What are we talking about? We're talking about doing mitzvahs in Golos. So this is a remarkable thing. Rashi is saying that although, of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to keep mitzvahs in Golos, it's really only a kind of dress rehearsal for when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. The proper place to keep the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. In which case, l'chayra, why does the Gemara say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go back into Eretz Yisrael in order to keep the mitzvahs atuluyos v'aretz? To keep the mitzvahs atuluyos v'aretz. We want to go into Eretz Yisrael to keep all the mitzvahs. According to Rashi, the whole tachlis of keeping the Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a gewaldige kasha on this Gemara. What do you mean? We had to go back and he wanted to go back into Eretz Yisrael. What did he want to go back in the Lechon Bepiria? No, he wanted to go back in order to carry the mitzvahs after those forests. The whole Torah is only designed that you should keep it in Eretz Yisrael. That is its proper place. That's where everything comes together. The hardware with the software and the kedusha and the shechina. That's where it works. Everywhere else is just practice, dress rehearsal. So of course he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the Torah. That's what the whole highlight has been, the whole headline has been. So, it's a very interesting kasha. I'd like to suggest I've told a few people, I think it's a Chiddush Gadol, I think it's Poshul Pshat in the Gemara. Misreading the Gemara, that's exactly what Gemara says. Now I'm doing it as well. To remind myself to stop. Just 1.5 minutes. Kenzain dos gufo is pshat in the Gemara. What does the Loshon HaGemara say? Elakach omar Moshe harba mitzvahs nitzava Yisrael v'im miskaimim ela be'eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had been given many, many mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, I would suggest. 613 mitzvahs. V'im miskaimim ela be'eretz Yisrael. And you can only fulfill them properly in Eretz Yisrael. Ekonis ani la'aretz k'deshi iskaimu kulon aliodi. It doesn't say a word about mitzvahs of Tzilus Baretz. Everybody quotes this Gemara Kilo, it says mitzvahs of Tzilus Baretz. Maybe it means, Kadeshi is Kaimu, Kulon, now the other day I want to go into Eretz Yisrael in order that I can be Makayim all the mitzvahs, and I think it's very meduyuk in the Gemara. Let me just conclude with a lovely story. This concept is reflected in this interesting anecdote recorded in the Hakdama to the Koich Ve'er. The Koich Ve'er from Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, possibly the leading Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So there's a story, it's brought down in Source 15, where he says that he came to Eretz Yisrael. B'voi ha'griv at Eretz Yisrael le'yafoi. Orecho lechvoi de mesiba. When he came to Yafoi, they made a great mesiba to welcome him. Imkom nechvode ha'ir. With all the great Rabbonim, Gedolim, and Choshva people, they all came. And it says that they asked him to speak. And he said he can't speak because he doesn't have any teeth. And the Chazal say that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Mayitim, Lachamayosid, Lachlosh, and Mia, two guardians to stop Lashon Hara coming out of the mouth, the lips, and the teeth. Ehotnishkan, he doesn't have any teeth anymore, so therefore it's better for him not to speak. Anyway, it says halfway down, the Achach Dibber Echot Arabonim. One of the Arabonim spoke and he brought a medrash on the posuk of the Alkut Shimoni in Eicho, but a voi, but a tamo, a salzi. And you will come and you'll be mtame my land. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, halavai shetavoi, but filu tatamo, a salzi. Halavai, you come back, and even if you're mtame the land. That's the mitzvahs I say, Lalus Eretz Yisrael, Afilu lo miskayim kam Torah mitzvahs. A mitzvah to come back into Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not mekayim here Torah mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh, the Kal Yisrael should come back to the land. Kom befesa hagriv, ubikesh ledaber. Then Rabbi Yitzchak, he said he wants to speak, and he stood up and he said, Einachanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzido imaskim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his children to come back to the land. But the land is not maskim. Because the land says, V'lozoki horetz eschem v'tamachem oizo. And I cannot stand you here, I will vomit you out, says the land. Haim Zeus, Segulas Eretz Yisrael, the Segula of Eretz Yisrael is that it cannot take any Yochol Lisboy or Kishimatami Mitzvah. It cannot accept Tumor, and it will throw them out. Very interesting, it doesn't say here who was the great Rov, but it's absolutely clear that the Rov who spoke with his somewhat, we might say, Tzionisha tendencies, come back to the land, he brings this Yalkut Shimoni, even though you've been Matami it. It's Dovah Posha that this was Rav Kook, because it was 1904, In 1904, Rav Kook was the Rav in Yafo, and I'm almost certain to have a chance to check that this story is also brought down in one of the books about Rav Kook. And there it says his name here, it doesn't want to say it, it says one of the Rabbonim. It was clear it was Rav Kook who said this. And it's very interesting to see this machloikis between Rav Kook and Rav Itzla Petterberger, reflecting really the machloikis in the Midrashim between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the land. One says come back and one says don't come back and be Matamei be. And it echoes really also the Bach and the other Meforshim, what is the Pshat? The tremendous Kedusha Aretz, of course we want to eat the Kedusha of the Peres Aretz, or the other Pshatim, and maybe even the Machlokes and the Girsas, whether we say this phrase in Alamechia or we don't. Anyway, may we be Zeucha and Mitzvah Shem very soon, to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shvias, Bishlei Musa, and the Mitzvah Shvias in the fulfillment of Halel Zeuchov Zeuchen and Vinyana.